This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Media reports say American officials have shared intelligence with Saudi Arabia, indicating the attack on its oil facilities were staged in Iran. Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader is setting conditions for any talks with the U.S. Reuters' Joe Davis reports.
A new development in relations between Tehran and Washington. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said on Tuesday that Iran will never hold one-to-one talks with the United States. But he said Iran could engage in multilateral discussions if the U.S. returns to the 2015 deal on Iran's nuclear program. But Trump has stepped up sanctions since withdrawing from the nuclear pact last year. Tensions between Tehran and Washington have risen once again after an attack at the weekend on major oil sites in Saudi Arabia. It sent oil prices soaring and raised fears of a new Middle East conflict. On Monday, President Trump said it looked like Iran was behind the attacks, but said he didn't want to go to war.
That is Reuters' Joe Davis reporting. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for two deadly attacks in Afghanistan. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Taliban spokesman says one suicide bomber targeted presidential guards who were protecting Ghani and the rally in northern Parwan province, along with other members of the security forces. Ghani was unhurt in the attack, but it wasn't immediately known if any of his guards were. The second Taliban attack was at the Kabul Afghan army base. An Afghan official says over 20 died there, including at least six military personnel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Lawyers for Australian Cardinal George Pell have filed an appeal with the country's highest court to have his convictions on sexually assaulting two teenage choir boys overturned. The 78-year-old Pell was found guilty last December of molesting the two in 1996 while serving as Archbishop of the Melbourne Diocese. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israelis are voting today in general elections. AP's Aaron Heller reports Israelis are voting in a repeat election centered on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The election in Israel today is essentially a referendum on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's been in power for more than a decade. He's seeking a fourth consecutive term, fifth overall, and this comes against the backdrop of corruption charges that are expected to be pressed against him. And he has a tough challenge against retired military chief Benny Gantz, party is running neck and neck with Netanyahu in the polls.
That's AP Aaron Heller reporting. A Chinese official is heading to Washington to prepare for trade negotiations. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
An official Chinese news agency says a deputy finance minister will lead a delegation to the American capital to pave the way for the 13th round of negotiations, but has given no details of their agenda. The move follows conciliatory gestures by both sides ahead of the October talks on their fight over trade and technology, which threatens to dampen global economic growth. The two governments have both raised tariffs on billions of dollars of each other's goods, causing hardship, notably in the farming and manufacturing sectors. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Britain's Supreme Court is to decide whether Prime Minister Boris Johnson broke the law when he suspended Parliament for 5 weeks in the run-up to Brexit. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has the story.
Was it legal for Boris Johnson to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks before Brexit? That's what Britain's Supreme Court will decide this week.
The wider political issues.
The Brexiteering Prime Minister asked the Queen to prorogue the House from last week to October 14th. Johnson argued the shutdown would give him time to introduce a new legislative agenda. But his enraged critics accuse him of silencing lawmakers and say the real reason was to prevent parliamentary scrutiny and challenges to his Brexit plans. So what happens next if the court rules against him? Anti-Brexit campaigners and lawmakers say Parliament should be recalled immediately in that case. And if judges decide he misled the Queen, then he should resign.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. At this hour, Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are holding their first official hearing in what they're calling an impeachment investigation. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
President Trump's outspoken former campaign manager Corey Lewandowski is scheduled to appear to discuss former special counsel Robert Mueller's report. However, as a friend and supporter of the president, Lewandowski isn't expected to say much beyond what he told investigators last year. Lewandowski was a central figure in Mueller's report, which said Trump could not be exonerated on obstruction of justice charges. Two other witnesses who also were subpoenaed won't show up on orders from the White House. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.